really propelled me into a life of activism. I met Kevin, the National Outreach Coordinator, in 2013, and he began bringing me to all of these normal events. And for the first time in my life, I was surrounded by very intelligent, educated, professional individuals that all smoked pot every day, just like me. And I was no longer a stoner or an outcast or a pothead. I was a professional that just happened to consume cannabis responsibly. And so then Denver Normal came about. I kept looking at the city of Denver and thinking, more can be done. Why aren't we doing more? What do we need in our city? And that is a place to socially consume. We currently have 200 dispensaries in the city of Denver and not one single place to legally consume cannabis. We are currently fining everyone that comes into our state upwards of $1,000 each trip. Some people are fined $500 for their hotel rooms, $250 for their rental cars. Public consumption citations are $250. And it's because people are smoking in parks, smoking in their hotel rooms, smoking in their rental cars, because where else would they go to smoke? Most people that are coming to Colorado don't have a private residence. And if they do have an Airbnb, most Airbnbs in Colorado actually say not 420 friendly, because it has become such a problem in our city. And so the way I've been looking at it with the mayor's office lately is, you know, if we had 200 liquor stores in the city of Denver, but we had no bars, where would people consume alcohol? In their car, in their hotel, on the street corner, wherever they wanted, because they had no place to consume it. And so we started working in January on this initiative. We are calling it Responsible Use Denver, because that's what we're encouraging, the responsible use of cannabis. And in any form, not just the vaping form, but edible, smoking, whatever consumption you would like to do. We worked very hard for many months with Judd Golden. He is a member of the Colorado Normal Board. He's an attorney out of Boulder. He's incredible. I have copies of our language available upstairs, as well as you guys all have cards at your chair, responsibleusedenver.com. You can read the full language there as well. Basically, what our language states is 21 and up for all facilities. It would be a private membership model. So each business will have the ability to decide what that membership model consists of. There's currently one dispensary, one cannabis club or speakeasy, whatever we want to call it, that exists in Inglewood, Colorado, and their membership model is $10 a month and then $4.20 a day. And you can come and go as you please. And they have a very strict no alcohol policy. They do not allow the mixing. If people come in and have consumed alcohol, they ask them to politely come back a different day where they haven't consumed. We have given the mayor's office a tour of this facility. We have been incredibly transparent with the mayor and with the city attorney, as well as the city council, because we wanted everyone to be on board and to understand that we are trying to have the least amount of pushback from the least amount of industries possible. So 21 and up, private membership club, no distribution with remuneration on site. Everyone will have to bring your own cannabis. And what am I missing? Sorry. No prepared food. Excuse me, only prepared food and beverages on site. There will be no liquor license or no food license will be able to apply for this. And that is to keep the amount of pushback from the alcohol industry, the insurance industry, and the Food and Beverage Commission. There was a previous initiative attempt done a year ago, and that was the primary pushback they received. So we decided to leave all of that out and focus on what Denver doesn't have. We have tons of restaurants. We have tons of bars. What we don't have is a place to consume cannabis. And so that's the problem we're trying to solve. We also put a portion of our language in that would include a special event permit. Right now, I don't know if any of you heard on the news this past year, we lost the Cannabis Cup for the first time, and that was because of a permitting process, and it goes on and on, but we've created a permitting process now as part of our language that would allow events for 21 and up, private events that would be invitation only, again, no on-site sale or distribution. Facilities that have a liquor license or a food license would not be able to apply for this event permit, and there will be 24 event permits that they can apply for a year. Currently in the city of Denver, you can only apply for 15 special event permits that include alcohol, so we almost doubled that number by allowing 24. And so certain business models that would be able to apply for this, any event, any venue or person can apply for this event permit. With the cannabis club model, you have to be a resident of Colorado for a year and pass a background check. Those are really the only two mandatory requirements that we put in there. Other than that, it opens the model up to a lot of different types of business models. Our end goal, of course, is to have the MED involved and allow that on-site distribution, but we're a solid 2 to 3 years away from that model. We have to first prove that we are responsible consumers. And so why am I talking to you all today? To ask you very kindly to donate to our campaign. We have so many expenses that are coming up. We are currently gathering signatures. We're about a quarter of a way done. We have until August 15th to get all the signatures that we need to certify us for the ballot. And then once that happens, you know we have to get out the vote. We have roughly 600,000 residents in the city of Denver. We need roughly 150,000 of those people to vote for this initiative. We only need 5,000 signatures, but 150,000 votes. So please open your wallets and your pocketbooks and your hearts to Denver Normal and to this initiative. You can see me to make a donation. Oh, I wanted to add this. Grassroots. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the company Grassroots. They've been making the Normal hats for this organization for a number of years. And the owner of this company actually had a cannabis club that was not regulated, and it was closed on 420 2 years ago, and they made a very public spectacle of him. He sold t-shirts and hats at the front of the shop, and at the back he had an area that was a break room. They called it the break room, and as people that worked downtown would have a break, they'd go in and take a dab or smoke a joint. It was a private business, and things were going great until the city found out about it and shut him down. So as soon as he found out about this initiative that we're working on, he donated his time, designed our logo, created these hats for a fundraiser for us, and they've been incredibly involved in this entire process. So thanks to them, and thank you, Keith, for allowing me to speak. Thank you all, and I hope everybody... Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. They would not be able to sell alcohol, but they would be able to have like a bring your own alcohol. But they wouldn't be able to have an alcohol permit per se. Correct. An alcohol license. Correct. We have a cannabis club in Netherland, and we have one in Englewood that are currently operational and functional. Colorado Springs has several models. Theirs is a little bit different. They do allow on-site distribution at many of them. And again, eventually that is our long-term goal with the city, but we have to do this incrementally and trying to get what we can pass now. And with the excitement of the presidential year, we felt that this was the best model to follow. Correct. Correct. Yes. You have to be from Denver.
Okay, do you have some petitions upstairs? Again. Maybe mention
that. I will. Yes. Right. The private club model is the way for us to keep so that just no one can walk in off the street. Correct. And so that was the wording the city wanted us to use, was the private club model. Yes. Yeah, we're not distributing on site.
Marijuana is found.
If there is anyone here from Denver, we do have signature packets upstairs if you do want to sign our petition. I just wanted to add that. You have to be a Denver resident registered to vote in Denver. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you, Jordan.